deterrent.
Welcome to another hour, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. Our toll-free telephone number. Somebody earlier called and said, tell Ed Hannon to slow down when he says the telephone number. So I will say, guilty as charged. I always say it too fast. When we say it a few hundred times a day, we tend to say it a little fast. I'll slow down and you can put it on your speed dial. How about that?
Hey, Scott, I'll
say it slow.
I'm probably worse than you are, Scott.
Anyway, we tend to say it a few hundred times a week, so it just rolls off the tongue. But if I'll make you a deal. I'll say it nice and slow, and then you put it in your speed dial, and then you can join us anytime and let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have some wonderful guests joining us in this first half hour of the program this hour. Two Catholic leaders, the bishops of the Bismarck Diocese, David Kagan is here, and the bishop of the Fargo Diocese, John Fulda, is here with us in studio. Fans of talk radio have probably noticed the comments of Pope Francis in a pastoral letter recently have been quite the discussion. This pope has a tendency to create a great deal of focus on his words, and he and Rush Limbaugh have ended up in a little bit of I guess I wouldn't say a back and forth, because the Pope put out a pastoral letter and Rush has made some comments on it, and now there's a number of stories that have resulted as it. What I've found about the Pope's comments is very often what you read in news accounts are different than, you know, what you find if you actually go to the original source. So that's why we thought today might be interesting to hear from the bishops and their perspective on this pastoral letter, and certainly welcome any questions or comments you have on the topic as well. In studio with us is Bishop John Fulda, the Fargo Diocese. Bishop Fulda, nice to have you.
Thank you. Good morning.
And your colleague, Bishop Kagan, is joining us on the phone, Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese. Bishop Kagan, welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Thanks, Scott. It's nice to be with you for a little while.
Good to have you today on the program. So let us begin. Bishop Kagan, you first. What is your interpretation of what the Pope intended to convey in this pastoral letter?
Well, of course, it's an apostolic exhortation, which after every synod of bishops, the Holy Father collates and puts together all of the comments, recommendations from the synod, and issues just such an apostolic exhortation. And of course, this one follows upon the synod last October, in October of the prior year, on the new evangelization. And so the intent of the Holy Father is to give an instruction and an exhortation to all in the Catholic Church, every single Catholic, to be fully engaged in the new evangelization of bringing the joy of knowing Christ to the world. And of course, the Holy Father, from the first day of his election as Pope, has emphasized that our Catholic Church is a church without frontiers or without borders, and all are welcome and included in the church and in hearing and knowing the joy of the gospel of Jesus, including the poor. And, if one follows what the Holy Father has been very consistently saying to Catholics in particular, he's reminding all of us, bishops, priests, deacons, and the lay faithful, men and women, that we must remember that the church is to be the church of and for the poor, because if the poor are not tended to, then we're failing in fulfilling the mission Christ has given to his church. And so this is perfectly consistent with not only everything he's been saying from the first day he was elected pope, it's perfectly consistent with what the popes of the last 100 years at least have been saying. So it's somewhat amusing, but at the same time aggravating to see some of these talking heads in the secular media cherry-picking words and phrases from the Holy Father and then jumping to erroneous conclusions. And, you know, I find it, I have to be careful what I say. I don't want someone to sue me. But, you know, to be so vapid as to call the Holy Father a Marxist, I mean, just kind of underscores how superficial the secular media of whatever ideology or ideological bent really is. But that's a rant for another day, Scott. So I'd let Bishop Fulder get in on that. I don't want to occupy the whole time.
Bishop, we're talking with Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese and Bishop John Fulda of the Fargo Diocese. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. If you'd like to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Bishop Fulda, what's your take on the letter? What do you pull out of that?
Well, I'm in complete agreement with Bishop Kagan. I think Pope Francis has highlighted the joy of living the gospel and the joy of sharing the gospel message with others. This is the message of the new evangelization, which is a term that was first coined by Pope John Paul II and was carried forward by Pope Benedict XVI, and now Pope Francis is running with it. And I think he's trying to give new impetus and really breathe new life into the evangelical mission of the church. Bishop Kagan is absolutely correct that some of the Pope's words, some of his observations in this document have been sort of selectively picked out of the whole, out of the context of the whole. The Pope is urging the people of the church, and not just the clergy, but really all the people of the church, to go to the margins, to go outwards, and rather than to have kind of an insular view of things, rather than looking exclusively into our own affairs, to look outwards to the people who have yet to hear the gospel, or the people who perhaps have heard it but have not embraced it, or even those who have rejected it for one reason or another. And he's the whole thrust of this document, it seems to me, is to recapture that sense of mission that the church has always had and that it just needs to embrace once again. The criticisms that have come from certain quarters about comments the Pope has made in this exhortation, I think, are a little bit out of context. He's far too smart to fall down on the side of Marxism or, you know, socialism. He never completely embraces, and he never completely condemns an economic system. The church just doesn't do that typically. But he recognized that there are flaws, there are dangers in various economic systems, even the good ones, you know, even the capitalist system, the free market system that we have in this country. You know, there are challenges in that.
The headline of the articles that were written about this talks about the Pope attacking unfettered capitalism. And the article says Pope Francis called for renewal of the Roman Catholic Church and attacked unfettered capitalism as a new tyranny, urging global leaders to fight poverty and growing economic inequality. Bishop Fulda, I'll start with you, and then we'll come to you, Bishop Kagan. What is he saying there?
Well, I think he's saying what the church has always said. We need to give primacy to the needs of the individual. The human person has to come first. You know, if you talk about unfettered or unbridled capitalism, you're putting money as the priority, profit as the priority above all other things, including people. And I think the Pope is saying we have to be thinking about the needs of people first, and we have to make our economic decisions in light of those priorities.
So it's less a criticism of capitalism and more of a call to put priorities on people rather than any particular system.
Well, that's the way I see it. I think he's got a very clear sense of the challenges that the poor and the disadvantaged experience. He comes from Latin America. He knows the plight of the poor firsthand. And I think he sees that while capitalism and a market economy can have great benefits and can be very, very helpful to ordinary people, they also can put some people at risk. And we can't ignore that. He says we can't be unmoved by the plight of those who are somehow disadvantaged because of the forces of the economy.
We are coming up against a break, but when we come back, Bishop Kagan, I want to give you an opportunity to specifically address the comments, because those are the ones that I think that have prompted the most criticism. It's 224 pages, and it is rich with all kinds of wonderful counsel for the Christmas season, for sure. And but obviously, we're talking a little bit about the ones that have received the most news attention. We'll continue our conversation with Bishop Fulton, Bishop Kagan, after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people that call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Special guest with us in studio to talk about a hot topic that has been in the news of late, and that is the comments of Pope Francis. It was actually a pastoral letter called The Joy of the Gospel, 224 pages. And if you read it, it's really, I actually have not even gotten to the part of the comments that have received the most criticism, but it's a great read. And especially at this time of year, because what I really liked about it was his obvious principal interest in writing is evangelization and calling on all of us to avoid being consumed by material pleasures, which we tend to do at Christmas time, right? Presents and stuff and things, anyway, it's rich, it's lush with all kinds of great teaching. But the comments that have caught the attention of the mainstream media are those on the economy. We got Bishop Fuller's take before the break. Bishop Kagan, specifically to the unfettered capitalism and the talk of the tyranny, the new tyranny. What do you think he was getting at there? What did you discern from his comments there?
Well, Scott, what Bishop Fulda said is absolutely correct. And, when you read specifically the Pope's comments on the various economic systems, what he's talking about, he uses his own words, he talks about an economy of exclusion and inequality. And he applies that to whatever type of economic system works that on any group of people to the disadvantage literally of everyone. And the Pope is not, condemning or approving any particular economic theory. He's beyond that. As Bishop Fulda so correctly put it, the Pope is concerned about the common good and the welfare of every single person. And, when he uses a very good example, he said, just as the commandment, thou shalt not kill, sets a clear limit in order to safeguard the value of human life, today we also have to say, thou shalt not, to an economy of exclusion and inequality. Such an economy kills. Well, that's a very powerful statement, no matter what your economic system is. And the whole point is people are to be the subject of everyone's concern. They can't be, in a certain sense, turned into commodities or objects which are purely relative if they're useful, and if they don't appear to be useful to a particular economic system, we're justified in ignoring them.
Well, I think that makes sense. That makes sense without question. I think some of the criticism of the comments have come from the standpoint that what better than capitalism, which provides so many jobs and allows people so much opportunity, is not good for people. Bishop Fulda, I'll start with you. I mean, Bishop Kagan, you want to weigh in on that?
No, let Bishop Fulda.
I want to hear from each of you on it, but I mean, I think that's why there's been some pushback on this, to say, well, gosh, capitalism is the investment of capital that allows so many people to be employed, and certainly a job is the best welfare program there is.
Well, I don't think, Scott, he denies the accomplishments of capitalism. I don't think he denies that capitalism has the capacity to create prosperity and to create jobs and to foster, a livelihood for the common people. On the other hand, I think he's also not saying that it's a perfect system without qualification. I think he's simply saying that, as Bishop Kagan said, In any economic system, you always have to give priority to the needs of the individual person, to the human needs of those persons. And, what is sometimes described as a completely free market or a unfettered, unbridled capitalist system always runs the risk of elevating profit and business decisions above the needs of the individual person. You know, a thing that I think sometimes has been missed with this exhortation, this letter of Pope Francis, he's not only speaking to, the macro picture. He's also, I think, looking at individual decisions that people make. You yourself mentioned that in this Christmas season, there's a lot of emphasis on gift giving and all the festivity of the time, which sometimes can degenerate into a sort of a materialistic outlook. I think the Pope is urging us to look beyond that purely materialistic view of things, both as individuals, but also on a societal level. I think he wants individual, personal decisions to always keep in mind the needs of the person. I think he wants business decisions to be informed by the needs of individual persons. And I think he wants, you know, on the much bigger level of government policy, I think he wants that too, to always take into account the needs of people, the needs of the common good. And market forces by themselves don't always do that. I think that's his caution.
Go ahead, Mr. Kagan.
Do you think the media takes this out of context to a certain degree, in the fact that there are different parameters, whether you're talking to a first world, second world, or third world society, when you're making some of those statements that the Pope made from a socioeconomic standpoint? Does the media, being that we're a tier one society, do they take that out of context and not look at that global picture sometimes?
Well, I think that's absolutely correct. I think in this particular case, Pope Francis comes from a Latin American background. You know, you historically, it's helpful to remember that he's from Argentina, and he lived through the economic collapse of Argentina, about 12, 14, 15 years ago, when, the economic health of what everybody thought was a very healthy country absolutely caved in. And I think what he witnessed is that common people were very negatively affected by that implosion and literally suffered because of those economic forces. And I think he's simply trying to draw attention to the need to be attentive to the needs of ordinary people and not to simply relegate them to the forces of economic pressure or ups and downs. I think he wants us to be attentive and be proactive. He wants us to be perhaps selfless in the way that we try to assist those in need. And I think he's appealing to individuals and he's appealing to, larger entities as well.
Very helpful discussion. Only about 30 seconds left. Would you like to add a final note, Bishop Kagan, before we let you two go?
I would, and I want to thank Bishop Fulda for that, because he's absolutely correct. And I would hope people would read the entire exhortation, because it's simply not possible to understand what the Holy Father is talking about unless it's viewed through, let's say, the lens of Jesus's own teaching. And the Holy Father in this regard is just simply saying that market capitalism or whatever the system is, isn't the be-all and end-all, and
Good advice. We're up against the clock. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Bishop Kagan, Bishop Fulda. We appreciate it.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49.
Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And it's 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your questions, your comments. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon. Whether you want to weigh in on the ex-Oaks principal, the principal from Oaks, who resigned after it came out that he'd threatened a student with the terms "rip your head off and spit down the hole." Kudos. I like that. I like that a lot. You know, we need a little bit more discipline. That's my take on this.
You're getting
you want to weigh in on the nativity scenes as well.
Sorry, I forget Steve's on the phone, so he can't hear me when I'm talking. So I got to wait for him to pause. But your accolades for him are getting a little bit of pushback today, Steve. Because you're going right out saying, "Way to go, you go, principal," and it's getting a little pushback today. It's been interesting, isn't it?
You're darn right. I commend him because he cared too much. What's going to happen to that student, Amanda, that's called in and weighed in on the fact that she wound up having to take her daughter out of public school because there wasn't enough discipline. The school wouldn't work with her to get her child the discipline that she needed to be successful in life, to be successful as a part of society and a contributing member down the road. Put her in a private school, got that support that she needed. Guess what? Great student. Oh, wow, I actually like school now. I'm a better member for it. Good for you. You know, and I commend Amanda and her husband for being proactive and remedying a situation that they saw within the public school system.
So we welcome your take on that. We also have asked, where are all the nativity scenes? I'm anecdotally noticing that there are less and less nativity scenes, not necessarily in the public square. I'm just talking about on yards, anywhere. And we got both those questions up on Facebook, some folks weighing in on that. And also like your take on the bishops. I thought they did a pretty good job. You know, there's been quite a hue and cry about what the Pope said in the media. And I guess Rush Limbaugh sort of in the middle of this is becoming kind of sort of a rush against the Pope deal on capitalism. And, I saw a very different take from Bishop Fulda here and Bishop Kagan. And my takeaway from it was all the Pope is saying is that people matter most, right? And then, you know, the system, if you will, or governance or everything else should be second to just people. And I don't know how you argue with that. So I think they made a pretty good defense of what the Pope had to say. Curious if you agree or disagree. Gavin in Fargo, you're next to go on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, gentlemen. Yeah, Scott, you know, Scott and Steve, from what I've read, was back in the 30s, the Catholic Church was co-opted back then by FDR into buying into the belief that the welfare was, you know, by the government was the same as charity giving. You know what? I've seen that. You know, it's pretty much played out and multiplied since then, 100 times fold. But what I hear, you know, you got to listen to what was said. One of the bishops just now, one of your guests, said that the Pope was talking to individuals, okay, as far as looking outside themselves and as far as their giving. And he also said, in the same sentence, in larger entities. Well, what I hear there is that he is asking governments to get involved, even more so than they are now. And it's never worked anywhere. Venezuela, Argentina, when their economy collapsed, what was going on there? We don't know. Okay, you lived through that, but I mean, was it a communist Marxist government ruled by an iron hand central control government type thing going on? Or do I make sense in what I'm saying? I think it's scary.
Myself. Yeah, and I think that's where the criticism was directed at the Pope, is to somehow suggest, hey, government, go out there and do this. And I think what the bishops are saying is that's not at all what he's saying. He's not picking winners or preferred methods or anything. He's saying, let's worry first and foremost about people. And by the way, the Catholic Church is one of the biggest and the most successful charities on the planet. It doesn't wait for governments to do it. It does it. It reaches out. It says, we're going to go out and give back, and whether it be healthcare, whether it be those in need. Church does more than any government on the planet Earth, for sure. So I think they do a pretty good job of talking the talk in that regard.
I think it's the job of churches for charity, and not the federal government, not any federal government. And I think there is a distinction between first world, second world, third world countries when it comes to addressing some of those issues. You know, like it says, the Lord helps those who help themselves. You know, I'm all for a hand up, but not a hand out. And I think that needs to be kept in mind. Thanks for the phone call, Gavin. Curtin Williston, what's on your mind today?
I was calling on the folks situation down there. I grew up in Aberdeen, South Dakota, so I'm an implant. But I know a lot of good people up in that area, and I guess I'd like to have some people weigh in that have known this gentleman for 25 years. If he's been there that long, I don't feel that he's been that bad of a guy. I'm 51 years old, went to a small school, and yes, there were boards of education around. Never saw him use one. I moved to a small Catholic community down in South Dakota, and I befriended a lot of them. I'm Baptist by religion, so. But they told me stories about what the nuns and the disciplinary actions that they used to take on them. And that was just about, like, capital punishment. I mean, they would get rulers across the hands, across the buttocks, and sometimes even a rubber hose. So it doesn't seem to me what this fella did was too, you know, too outlandish or anything. He maybe went over a little bit verbally, but other than that, I would like to hear from some people from Oaks.
Good idea, Kurt. I think that would that help add a little context here as well. And as you say, he's got a long history there. So, you know,
my grandmother was raised Catholic in the Catholic school system way back in the day, and the story she told me. You talk about strict. Yes, those nuns could be very, very strict.
I would guess, though, your mother did not. Your grandmother probably didn't hear any of the nuns say, "I'm going to rip off your neck and spit down the hole." Probably thinking they didn't go there. You just get the look with the ruler in the hand, right?
But I'm guessing it was implied. They didn't have to say it.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Kurt, good advice. If folks down in Oaks can give a little context to the situation, that would always help. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is blowing up on Facebook, too, and I'll share some of those comments in a moment. Here's an off-air call on the topic.
This kid in this school has a complete lack of respect for authority. You cannot talk kids into respecting authority. It just comes to a point where the teacher or the principal has to get the respect from the kid one way or another, and if that's grabbing the kid by the scruff of the neck and saying, hey, knock it off, then that's what has to be done. It happened to me. I got knocked around until I learned to respect the teacher, and all was good. We got to bring this principal back. I think he should be given an award.
Have a good day.
All right. Well, Steve, you got some folks in your camp.
I agree with you more.
Yeah. Here's some of the Facebook comments on this. Tom says, if I had to deal with kids today, I'd probably have done the same. Some kids, not all, have no respect for anything, and it starts at home with parents. I did not and won't read the article, but I can only imagine that the complaints stem from a kid whose parents should be blamed. Brian says, maybe our younger generation needs a little more of this. It still may be over the line, but I'm sure he cares about kids a lot. Sherry says, wow, the man who's to be an example for children of civilized behavior started in a whole classroom, stated in a whole classroom with other children that he'd rip this kid's head off. You want to blame the parents to excuse his behavior, kids, your kids can be a student and say those things to your kid when he disagrees with you. Went to the parents' home without a formal letter? Truth is saying those things to the child, if ever appropriate, instead of the parents, is simply wrong. Bart says, we live in a world of panty-waist sissified weenies, fed a steady diet of PC nonsense with a large glass of feelings. I had much worse said to me on the high school football team in the 80s, and even worse when I joined the Army. What are these poor kids going to do when they meet the real world? Go home and cry? Weigh in, folks. Facebook.
I think that's the bigger question, though, Scott. You know, what's happening to that poor kid? You know, he's being set up to fail later in life, and who's gonna wind up having to pay for that? Well, odds are you and I and our tax dollars.
Dan, calling from South Central North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, a couple of different things. First off, Steve, I just scared up about a dozen roosters, so you got to get out here. Number.
All right, I'm coming, my friend. I'm coming.
Very, very jealous. Very jealous.
No, I just had to stop and chat on a couple different things. All these people, you know, the principal, I went to Catholic schools, kindergarten through my bachelor's degree. My dad grew up back in the day, you know, where the nuns ruler. I had a guy that I went to fourth grade with that was just a troublemaker. He, you know, he got whacked a few times with the ruler. Fast forward 20 years, I'm a police officer. I'm arresting the same guy because he was ripping off a friend of ours, all his tools and stuff. Sometimes, you know, it works. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, but the discipline, telling him he's going to rip his head off, that's not a threat. Come on, people. I mean, my head's going to explode at some of these people calling in.
As a former law enforcement officer, what is your take on that threat? If you were called as a law enforcement officer to, hey, somebody said they're going to rip off my head and spit down the hole, do you take that in context or out of context? How do you address that?
Well, you just deal with it like in the context. I mean, obviously he's not going to rip the kid's head off and stuff like that. Now, if he says, hey, and he, you know, grabs the kid and says, I'm going to take you out back and I'm going to, you know, kick your butt, that's a little bit different, but the context of the words. I mean, there were so many times I was, you know, I retired back in 04. I was a cop for 20 years, so I'm old school. But there were so many times that people going like, you need to kick this guy out and, you know, just beat his butt. You know, I mean, so many times every cop's heard that. Oh, what you guys need to do is just go ahead and do that. Yeah, but if you go ahead and do that, it's your career. You know, but this was not a threat.
Dan, appreciate the call and also the insight from a law enforcement perspective as well. Thanks a bunch. All right, one segment left to go. And by the way, we have other questions up that have prompted all kinds of discussion. We had a busy day today, spent a lot of time on the principal at Oaks, but nativity scenes being a dying breed, lots of comments on that, and also the fast food strikes. I hesitate to even give them the intended publicity that they seek from this crazy idea. But anyway, one more segment to go on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Give us a ring.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Happy New Year! Okay, it's a bit early, but you know what? It's not too early to start planning for where you're going to ring in 2014, and I have a great idea for you. Think Walker, Minnesota. Think the shores of Leech Lake and one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The best of the best. Chase on the Lake is the spot to ring in 2014. And you know what? They have a great New Year's celebration package. You stay any time between December 27th and January 2nd. It includes lodging and a fun celebration kit, complete with champagne and everything you need to ring in the new year. And here's the best part. Two-night packages start at just $298 per stay. Go to chaseonthelake.com for all the details or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. There's bowling in Chaser's Alley. There's open ice skating. There's an ice cream social cookie decorating. Bingo, prizes, game night, movie night, bonfires, Leech Lake adventure rides on the Chase track vehicle, live entertainment of the 502 restaurant, and the big party on New Year's Eve. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
These kids nowadays, they get by with everything. From verbally to threatening to bringing guns to school. When I grew up, went to school 20, 30 years ago, the only trouble we had in class was chewing gum and sticking it under the seat. Nowadays, gone to school and telling other students. I think it's all discipline. I think that principle was 100% right. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
At 855-217-76, just press number 1 if you want to leave a call, or if you want to weigh in on what's on your mind on a normal or nuts Friday. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hedden. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to Eberly in North Dakota. What's on your mind today, Eberly?
Well, Steve and Scott, thank you for taking our call. And, Merry Christmas early to you guys and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. about the nativity scenes, you know. It's a Christmas tradition, like, especially us Christians in the world, to put it up. And I think the atheists are a pendant, and also with prayers in school. You know, my dad said when he was small, he used to have the Pledge of Allegiance, like we usually do now, and also have, you know, prayers in school, you know. That's the same, that's what I feel, you know. It's like, you know, our country is based on freedom of religion. There's no reason they should have taken that down, you know. That's what I'm getting at.
Do you think, Eberle, the reason there are less nativity scenes, at least outside of, well, Sheila just sent a note here saying, hey, I love decorating for Christmas. Some would say maybe too much, but I have a nativity ornament on each of my four themed trees, so I'm always mindful of the reason for the season I'm doing it. I also have five different nativity sets among my decorations. I know a lot of people who display them inside their homes, but maybe not outside. And we have several of them inside, too, but not outside. I'm just talking about there seems to be more giant Santas, Frosty the Snowman, tons of lights, but not the nativity scenes outside. Do you think the reason there's not more of them outside is people are afraid to you know, if you will, show that faith on their sleeve, given all the political correctness? Is that why there's less of them?
Well, I think so, because I know Frosty the Snowman, Santa, they deal with Christmas, but technically the nativity scene, that's the main focal point of the year. That's what I think of my Catholic tradition.
You're right. Thanks, Eberle. Appreciate the call. Who's next, Steve? Same to you.
Merry Christmas. Let's go to Bill in Amadon. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Oh, not much concerning that principal and him talking about ripping off the neck and spitting down the hole. It depends, to me, on who's making the threat. If it was a police officer, I'd take it literally. If it's a school principal, not so much. And to me, it's just the continued wussification of America.
It's about context, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And one of the unintended consequences is, will these people be able to stand up for what they do believe in when they reach adulthood?
That's a valid point. You know, one of the things that really caught me off here was the fact that this principal went out of his way to try to make sure that this kid got the best out of his education. And where are the parents? The parents weren't supportive in this. Maybe they weren't as supportive of the methods, but they should have been supported in some way, shape, or form. I mean, I remember back, if I screwed up in elementary school or middle school or high school, you know, it went to the teacher, it went to the assistant principal, it went to the principal. Mom kicked my butt when I got home, and then, oh, crap, Dad came home. And that's where it finally landed. We don't have that today. We don't have that in society. We don't have that discipline that starts in the classroom, that starts at a very young age with these kids. And what's that going to do to our society? What's it doing now, but what's it going to do in another 10, 15, 20 years from now?
Emailer says this is all a result of the breakdown of Christianity in the family. I bet the kid has some family issues, not the least of which is discipline and respect for authority, starting with the Almighty. Great comments today from so many different folks. Brian on the Facebook page ties this into a story we've been talking about recently in the news nationally, saying maybe if those kids playing that stupid knockout game across the country had someone like this to direct them in the right direction, there'd be less of knocking out going on. We don't know the whole story, but I hope this misguided youth doesn't start knocking you out or breaking into your home when they grow up. Well, let's get one more quick call in here before we have to say goodbye for a Friday. And, is Frank? Oh, Frank doesn't want to go on here. Frank is talking air and off the air. He's going to give us his comments off the air. All right. Here's one more off-air call that we'll squeeze in then.
Yeah, good morning. This is Dave. I was wondering if anybody has any idea about this trade agreement, Atlantic trade agreement that our legislators are working on. If anybody has any idea what that's all about. Thank you.
All right. Sounds like something for our to-do list, right, Steve?
Sounds like homework to me.
Yeah. We like homework on the weekend. We like homework on the weekend. Gives us time to dig in and go to work for you here.
I just like Shane and the crew over at Basin Towing here in Williston for bailing my butt out after the starter went out in the station vehicle from last night, and they got it started today. I'm not shutting it off until I get back to Bismarck, but I'm not stranded in Williston because service time in Williston Wilson a little backed up. I was quoted 4 weeks before somebody could look at replacing a starter in Wilson this morning. So
glad you're on the road.
Guys have been telling.
There you go. All right, folks, have a great weekend. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen. Thanks for listening. All the calls, by the way, these debates will continue on our Facebook page, whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll get you there. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday for another edition of What's on Your Mind on 550 K-Fire, KCJB, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, and AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. Healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.